The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Welcome, everybody, to our Optavia Business Call. It's Monday evening, and it's time to get together as a great community and focus on how we can change the world this week. With that, I'd love to welcome all our first-time viewers. Welcome to this call. This call is designed for you to come with us on our journey to make the world a healthier and have more well-being. So with that, tonight, I'd like to first start off by congratulating everybody that attended our event on Saturday. We had an amazing Together We Rise event. It's well attended. Incredible takeaways. So many people are really excited, and we'll talk more about that earlier in the call. But first, we're going to have a great announcement from the company, which will help accentuate all the hard work you did over the weekend. So I'd like to bring on Allison Quillen. Allison, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Dr. Impav. I'm sorry, I'm having some problems with my video.
Gotcha. Now.
But there we go. We got it back. All right. So thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be here. And since this is the spirit of the season of Thanksgiving, I just wanted to ask if you're thankful for what Optavia has done in your life or in the life of someone you care about, will you go ahead and throw a one in the chat? Let's see all those ones.
There's a couple of them there.
There's a couple of them. All right, so we've got some grateful folks. Well, I know that I'm super grateful to be part of this caring community of like-minded, like-hearted folks, and all of the work that's being done to move our mission forward. So tonight, I'm thrilled to help launch our newest business program. And the great thing about this one is that it is available to all our coaches in all our markets, so U.S., Hong Kong, and Singapore. And this program is our double cab and double assist program. So Rose, can we go ahead and see that PowerPoint, please? In a moment, I'm going to be asking Michelle Smoof, who is Integrated Presidential Director, to talk a little bit about this from the field and leader perspective. But I'm just going to step you very quickly through the program. So it's simple. And for those of you who have been with us for some time, it's going to look very familiar. Starting today, which is November 23rd, and going all the way through January 3rd, when you sponsor a new coach and help them get started right in their business, and that is by welcoming at least 5 clients and by generating at least 1,000 FQV in their first 30 days, they will earn their cab bonus, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to double it. And the cab is client acquisition bonus. It's normally $100. We're going to go ahead and double that for $200. And that's, of course, on top of the compensation that folks are already earning. And you, as their business coach, for your work in helping them get started in mentoring and growing them, we're going to double your assist bonus, which is usually $100. And now it will be $200. So an opportunity for you to share our mission, bring some more folks in, and just help us with lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. All right, Michelle.
Yes,
can we bring you on to speak a little bit about it?
How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to share a little bit tonight. Incentives are my jam, and I love the double cab, double assist. It's super easy to understand and super easy to help so many new coaches get started helping their friends and their family. It's a pretty simple concept. If you bring on a new coach into your business and help them, you know, help some of their friends and family and earn that cab, OptiV is going to double it, right? So I just wanted to talk a little bit about, how thankful we are for OptiVia, super grateful. They're always so generous. And really kind of what to, how to approach this. And I think what better time to launch this than just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Many of you guys as coaches are going to be checking in with your clients, setting them up, for the big day. So, this is an opportunity to really listen well and ask questions and look for those clients that are doing amazing, and they're going to see their friends and family. People are going to be asking them, what they're doing and, how amazing would it be to help them, help their friends and family and get this amazing bonus, from OptiVia. And I love that they're giving it to the new coach and to the sponsoring coach. It just is a win-win for everyone. So, check off those clients as you check in with them, look on your map, look for those names that stand out, and share it with as many as you can. So thank you so much.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being on and helping to launch this. It's great to be able to partner with our leaders and our coaches. Dr. A, thanks for having us on. Like I said, this will be on Coach Answers. I think I used the wrong term earlier. It'll be on OptiVia Coach Answers with the details. I saw Kelly Rose put in there OptiVia Buzz as well. And of course, it'll be on Agents of Transformation. We'll be looking for that email tomorrow. So thanks again. We're excited for this and happy Thanksgiving all.
Right. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Michelle. Great information and what a great timing. And that's allows us to give thanks to our new coaches coming in and helping them start and build a business in the right way. So very excited about that. So I'd like to bring on now, we'll talk a little bit about the event. The rest of this call is about leading into 2021. One of the great things about over the weekend is we really kind of set down people to awaken them to the possibilities of the power of OptiVia, our mission, how strong it is. We are rising up to become the answer, not just to the COVID season, but also for the season of people taking back responsibility and control of their health and their life. One thing I'd like to say, and I talked about this over the weekend, is that it's great to be inspired. It's great to be awakened. But the key part is to have a process. It's to put yourself daily in position so that you can now move forward and move into momentum. So as we lead into 2021, that your business and your coaches are all in the groove, working in resonance and building momentum. And for that to happen, it's important to really focus on what you're doing. See, most people are pretty good at writing down their goals, their dreams, their desired outcomes. And certainly your desired outcomes are important because they lead you in the right direction. They provide clarity of what you're going to be doing. And they're also a filter to keep you from doing things during the day that aren't leading you toward these incredible desired outcomes for 2021. But with that, the really important part beyond that, or to put the goals now to the side, have them there to know what direction and to energize you, but then to daily get into the process, do the daily habits, start the transformational parts that really matter. The Habits Health System was designed to take people over a year using the Life Book. And by the end of the year, because they've installed all these new behaviors, all these new habits, that's the part that creates sustainable change. That's what lifelong transformation is about. And for your business life, it's exactly the same. It's now building and baking into your day the habits, the choices that move you forward in the direction you've decided is your desired outcome, but then give you the tools day in and day out to work. And we just saw Allison and Michelle just talked about one of the such tools that you can use to help empower one of the things that you'll now install and use daily to improve your business. And I'd like to bring on two integrated presidential directors tonight to help kind of reinforce leading from the future and acting in the now. What do we need to be doing right now, every day, once we decided what our goals are, moving through the end of this year and then into 2021? So I'd love to bring on integrated presidential director, Charlene Green. Charlene, are you there?
I'm totally here, Dr. A. Thanks for asking me to join you tonight.
Awesome. Come on down.
All right. Well, I'm excited, you guys. I'm just going to take a few minutes and I want to visit with you about everything Dr. A was just saying. And when we think about this, one of our hot six transformational leadership qualities, we're really talking about taking control of our lives and leading ourselves to start with, because you really can't lead someone else until you're in the process of leading yourself. And I love what Dr. A just talked about, which is really a dream, a desire of ours. It's important because that can create like a magnetic pull, but it's really not real yet. It's a fantasy. It's something that's an illusion still. And we want to come back into the now. So lead from the future, act in the now, and we want to get busy taking some actions and building those daily habits that are going to lead us somewhere spectacular. And, you know, I loved Saturday. We were definitely inspired. And I want to add to that now, how do we actually get into action, doing the work, daily commitment to consistency? How do we get into that zone? We make the decision and we create the habit. Remember, without our habits, we're not really going to change. We're not going to see something lasting. So I want to invite all of you to come into January 1st, and you're thinking about, that's about 6 weeks away. So here we are now, and the world is definitely, we got a lot of incoming bombs coming up. And you guys have really heard me say before, when we get conscious and we use our life book and the tool that we have there for our healthy mind. Remember, it's not what we're eating. It's why we're doing that. It's not, oh my gosh, I'm not drinking my water. It's why I'm not doing that. And it's the habit that's actually going to help us change. So all these incoming bombs of pressures, frustrations, things that we can't control, we can put our shields up with our tools that we've learned from our consciousness, from our life book, and we can actually change the way that we look at things and we can start to take control. So I want to challenge you right now to start thinking about, where do you want to be on January 1st with your ability to handle your emotions? Emotional mismanagement is the leading cause of so many problems in our life. You know, you guys might not know this, but my father passed away when I was 19 and he actually took his own life. And the reason that that happened was because he didn't know how to handle his emotions and all the stress that life was putting on him. So I have a pretty big passion for consciousness for people from that experience in my life that happened. And I want to challenge everybody here that we are empathetic, but we are also empowering. And we have the tools to actually empower people to take control back of what they can. You know, I love the life book, and you guys know I travel with mine a lot. It's all marked up. And I love on page 464, it says, our ability to control our lives is also very important in managing the state of our emotional well-being. We know that people who are in control of their lives are healthier, more cheerful, and more active. And so emotions, you guys, are the center of our world. And we want to really actually work to increase our awareness, our response, and that emotional capacity so we have a feeling of control over our life. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that we can't control. But we can control spending 10 minutes a day in our life book in elements, especially 22, 23, 24, that I'm talking about right now. You could be becoming masterful at those pages between now and the end of the year. And that's going to make a difference in how you show up. You know, when we don't have that emotional management, it says in our life book, Dr. A wrote that it's the same kind of effect on our body as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Can you imagine? So we want to like come back in and we want to lead ourselves from the future. Where do I want to be on January 1st? Or I want to keep on, if my hand here holds a ball of energy and this ball represents kind of the power of you, is it out here for the world to play with like a tether ball, like a volleyball thing? Or can you put it back inside of here where it belongs, where you have the power to stop, challenge, choose, create the pause? You have the challenge within you and the desire and the ability with these tools to build some resiliency, agility, and flexibility. You know, resiliency is how fast can you spring back? Agility is how quick can you adjust? And flexibility is how far can you bend without breaking? And we have all of the tools here to be able to do that. So I want to really inspire you guys tonight. I want to encourage you to get a system in place so you have 10 minutes a day if you're not doing this right now, and get your life book out. Because as you do this and you start showing up this way with, I can't control all this, but I've got the power of me in here. I can breathe. I can drink my water. I can create the pause. I can build my emotional resiliency muscle and I can show up different. You're going to want to empower so many other people and pass this on. It's going to be contagious. They're going to see that you're different. It's not that we don't struggle. We all struggle. It's how are we going to handle it when life comes at us? So Dr. A, thank you for the life book. It is the greatest tool in my life of all the personal development that I have done. And it has changed my life. And I wish my dad had had it. I think it would have changed his life. But we have the ability to go out and help so many people because of this tool. So that's what I have to say tonight about coming up to a higher level and taking charge of your life, you guys, becoming the dominant force in your life.
Love that, Charlene. Thank you so much. And it's so important if hopefully everybody is kind of waking up to the point that it's great to have intention, but without daily activity and having a process available to us, then it doesn't happen. And why the life book is one of the pieces we talk about, because what it does is it starts having you think and put your 24-hour habits of health clock into motion. We know this, if you get a great night's sleep and you plan that and put that, and then the twilight hour that we settle down and get ready for sleep and we prepare intentionally to get a great night's sleep. Then in the morning to have the model morning where before you face the world and face your kids, your dogs, and all the other things, that you've decided, what am I going to do to help move my business, my health, my life forward? These are small little things, but if you take the time to introduce them, you'll wonder over time, these small little steps, what they are. And we talked about this on Saturday, each one is a vote that you are becoming that type of person. So if you say, oh, I'm not the kind of person who reads, well, then read half a page a day. And then what you do is each time you read half a page, you're now a vote in the direction that I am becoming a reader. So the whole point is everything is like that. It's broken down. And for people that are saying, well, you know, I think badly about myself. Okay, so now recognize that. And now put yourself in position to every day get up and do something so you have evidence that you are becoming what you want to become, and do the work. That's how we build self-efficacy. That's how everything's changed. All the great things in the world that happen that people do happen because those people every day focus on ingraining and automatically creating the persons, people they want to be, what they want for their health, their well-being. And certainly in Optavia, we have an opportunity to go out together and change the world. And it starts with us doing exactly what you said. So thank you so much. Those are words of wisdom. And very excited about having you and basically having our coaches do this together. We can change the world. The parts outside we can't change, but we can change the very fundamental of how people live their lives. So thank you so much. All right. Now I'd like to bring on Integrated Presidential David Bush. David, thank you for your contribution as well over the weekend. You did an amazing job. And I know one of the things we talk about is, you know, with Aim to Stay, we talk about the inspiration, the intrinsic motivation to awaken people, to dream again, to know what they want, to write down on a white piece of paper without what they think they can do, but what they really want. But then really the work that comes, the stay part, the strategies, the tactics, the actions, and how you're working with yourself, with your team, and with your own mentors makes all the difference. So David, come on, let's talk a little bit about that.
You bet. Hey, Dr. A. Hey, everybody. So glad to be with you all here on a Monday. We have so much opportunity right in front of us. You know, this is just a perfect time for us to be able to really do what we do best, which is to bring more hope, bring health, bring help, and bring happiness into the world. It's such a great time for that. It's a great time to be grateful for all the things that you've been given. And one of the greatest things that you can do to repay the favor is to share that with other people. And, you know, just from a perspective of an analogy is that, you know, there's a lot of people right now that are, you know, around and their glass is empty. I mean, there's just nothing in there and they're out of hope and they're not in good health. They've lost the belief that they can actually get help. You know, if you just write out the word belief, do you see the three letters that are right in the very middle? It spells out the word lie. And most people have been lied to. They've been told that they can drink this, shake this, and do this. And with all that, they're going to become healthier. If you think about your story, most of you are filled up with inspiration. You're filled up with hope. But you've also got these fears. You've got these limiting beliefs. And you're wondering what people are going to think about you if you just pour a little bit into their glass. Why are you concerned about what other people are thinking about you? I love Dan Bell, his quote that says, you know, if you think people are thinking too much about you, you're probably thinking too much. And the reality of it is that most people don't think that much of you. And the reality of it is that most people are thinking about their pain and their problems and their challenges, and they would just love it if you came in and poured into them without expecting anything to come back. That's one of the greatest things about this program is that you can give hope in your story just by getting up in the morning and making a list of the people that you want to share with. 3 to 5 people a day between now and the end of the month. 3 people a day is 24 people. out of 24 people, if three people heard your story or your coach's story or your spouse's story, and you invited them to learn more about creating optimal health and well-being in their life, and you simply just shared with them what you've done, why you're doing it, and how it's been working for you, you might just be the person that transforms that person's life. Now, you got to keep filling yourself up, right? You got to continue to fill yourself up, because if all you do is just pour, pour, pour into other people and you never fill up and talk to your business coach, your business mentor, and that's what their role is. Their role is to keep you filled up so you don't run dry and that you have a good idea of who to pour your time into. But the reality of it is that if you end up plugging into your mentorship team, if you do the heart work that I think it's Megan that's been given credit for that line, Megan Valentine, if you do the heart work each and every day and you just make a heart list of who are the 3 to 5 people that I love, like, and know, and I'm just going to go out there and share my story with them. You might think, well, Dave, is it really that easy? No, it's not easy because all the stuff that's going on in your head, it's simple, but not easy. But if you get up every morning and just make a list of 3 to 5 people that you want to talk to, or you just open up this phone and just go one by one down your contacts list and say, does that person know what I do and what I did and why I'm doing what I'm doing? And don't be attached to the results. This is the planting season. And I want to speak for just a moment, Dr. A, to those people that have gotten some cancellations on their premier orders. They've gotten some orders pushed back. They had some expectations of what was going to happen and it didn't happen. But as Jim Dethmer said on Saturday, you know, things are either happening to you or for you. Maybe those orders being pushed back were those things that just didn't happen what you expected to happen. Maybe that was to get you outside your comfort zone to go talk to 5 new people. Because if you bring in 5 new clients, you've just changed 5 more lives and 5 more families and 5 more people have now been impacted. And maybe that's exactly why it happened, was to get you outside your comfort zone. So take the basic steps, make the list of the people that you love, the people that you like, and the people that you know, and start with the ones that you love, then move to the ones that you like, and then move to the ones that you just know, and share your story, talk to your business coach, have them share with you how to share your story without being attached to the results, and get the word out, invite people to learn more. And Dr. A, I truly believe we can help the world to get healthy one person at a time.
Absolutely, David. Thank you so much. And it's so profound. I love your use of props, man. That's pretty cool. Do show that one more time. You got the glass. Drink a little of that glass right now. Drink a little water of that. Get that hydration going.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, baby.
I'm so glad that somebody poured into me. Exactly. I was able to change my life.
Exactly. Because if we don't continue to pour into ourselves and really learn and grow, then it's more difficult because we'll be sucked dry. So I love that. It's a great metaphor, great analogy. And for all of you, again, now is the time. It doesn't matter where you are. Remember, affirmations, basically, you know what affirmations are? They're delusional. When you're saying stuff about yourself that just doesn't have any evidence behind it, it just really doesn't work, does it? What does work is say, you know, decide what you're going to do and then put that effort in. Whether it's, I love that, David, just go down your contact list, pick the people you know best. And why would you not want to share them? Don't you like them? Don't you want them to be healthy and live a fruitful life like yourself? Because that's the reality of this, is what we're doing. I can tell you this, that I don't know anybody that I've ever met, including my enemies, that I would not love to help have a better health, better life, because with that, their whole aspect and perception, perspective of life will change as well. And that's how we're going to change the world. We're going to help people that are frustrated, maybe in denial. We're going to bring them together, and basically together, we're going to build a huge force of coaches. And now with the things the company's doing to support us, this is a great season to get towards the end of November into Thanksgiving and into the Christmas and holiday season with Hanukkah and all the holidays. Here's an opportunity for us to go into 2021 fully on fire, because 2021 is the year, not the year of COVID, the year of Optavia. We want you guys to be part of it. So great wisdom from both of you. Thank you so much. All right. I'd love to bring on Russ and Tracy Scarce, Integrated Presidential Directors, are going to talk about layering, which they're going to be going into more details. So when people write, what tools, these are the tools. The tools of this business are to take the pieces that the leaders are presenting to you and in small bits, learn those tools, learn the skills, and use the process daily. Don't try to go out and do things on your own. Do the things that our leaders do. Thank you so much. Russ, Trace?
Good evening, Optavia coaches. We are so excited to be with you tonight, and what a fun topic. We are going to jam it full with lots of tools and lots of energy, and we cannot wait to learn with you. And just like Dr. A said, however, I don't know, he said he would love to even get his enemies healthy. Dr. A, I don't think you have any enemies. You are just the greatest. So we can't wait to learn with you right after this Zoom. We will be on the field-led training. And Russ has got his beard, so we're ready.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, No Shave November.
All right, so this is your first time here with us tonight, look over at the left and see 880-545-840. That will lead you to the Zoom, which is the field-led Zoom, and you're gonna listen to two masters really talk about layering and how to really bring people in into our system, into our incredible mission and our community. So great. All right, David, come back on. Let's talk a little bit about our Wednesday, what's going to go on this Wednesday. It's a little different this Wednesday.
Yeah, you bet. Well, just to give more time for our coaches and clients to spend time with their families, we decided to go ahead and record this week's Habits of Health Community Time and the Inspiring Stories of Transformation. You'll be able to find those links inside the YouTube channel, and you can also find the links in the email that was sent out, the weekly update. But this particular week, I had the opportunity to interview Dr. A. I kind of put him on the hot seat on Element 24, Your Journey to Higher Consciousness. And the reality of it is that was the one that was the hardest for me to really grasp. So I got a chance to put Dr. A in the hot seat and just started asking him questions about this element and really helping us to break it down. Because I don't know about you, but when I heard the word journey to a higher consciousness, immediately I felt like I was in the deep end of the pool. That's a place that I haven't spent a lot of time reading and developing. I've been still trying to work on the first 18 elements and mastering those. So I hadn't really spent a lot of time in the 24th element. And what's so great about this element, Dr. A, is that it was just, I've been doing this for 12 years and coached a lot of people. And it was a new awakening to this concept of healthy mind. I don't think that most of us really grasp what we have in the last four elements of this book. There is some significant information, and it opens up a bigger funnel for people to come benefit from what it is that we have as a program and a coach opportunity. And so if you have maybe struggled with staying true to your plan, or if you've maybe struggled with staying true to the program or the coach opportunity, I really encourage you to watch the recording and understand where you are in your state of consciousness and how to begin to not only take more responsibility for what you can create in your life, but the specific steps on how you can bring it into being. It's a great opportunity, great resource to share with your clients, especially the ones that have been struggling a little bit with some of the monkey mind stuff that goes on upstairs when we're struggling with all kinds of life issues and challenges and obstacles. And Dr. A just puts it in there, just really soft-toned, and graduates people through it. So take a look at the Habits of Health Community Time. If you go to coachanswers.optavia.com, you can type in the search bar and you can just type in Habits of Health Community Time, and there's a link to all of the resources that you need for the Habits of Health and the Inspiring Stories of Transformation calls.
Great, David. Thank you so much. And I know you're going to go over the text messaging. We have that slide as well.
Yeah, if you haven't had a chance to go into the subscription and actually subscribe for the reminders, it's a great way to get that little last minute reminder right before the call goes on. It's about an hour ahead of time. You get a little bit of a text alert that says, hey, here's the link to log in. You don't even need to remember the Zoom number. It gives you that link. So all you need to do is just go to your texting app and open it up and dial 99000. And type in the word Optavia Coach, just all caps, no spaces, Optavia Coach, and you'll get the Monday night reminders. And then if you do another text to 99000 and type in the words Optavia 30, all capital letters, no spaces, you'll get the Wednesday night reminders ahead of time. And it's a great thing to get your clients and coaches to do as well, because then you're not reminding them, you have it done automatically. And it just frees up more of your time to go focus on new people.
Great. Awesome, David. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of our Zoomers tonight for doing such an amazing job. I want to thank the company for giving us just another tool to acknowledge and recognize and help us move people forward into our system. And I'd like to end by wishing all of you a happy Thanksgiving. Spend time with your family, with your friends. It's a time to celebrate, to really be grateful. We have so much to be thankful for here at Optavia, at our mission. And spend also this time to connect with new people and bring people that you know and to understand kind of what we're doing together to help change the world. So God bless you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.